Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, War of the Roses it is, and we welcome Rachel to the show. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
So you sent me a very interesting email a few weeks ago. This has to do with your boss. So for people who don't know, summarize what's been going on at your work.
So there is this girl at our work who for some reason is treated like she is above the rest of us, when the truth is she hasn't even been here a year yet.
Okay. Treated better how?
She gets longer lunch breaks, she gets extra days off, and she's already been promoted twice above two other people who deserved it more.
Okay.
So basically she gets away with whatever she wants.
Okay, so is this just you and your co-workers are a little bit jealous, or?
No. We're not jealous, but we are suspicious.
Okay. Suspicious of what?
We think she's been sleeping with our boss.
Wow. Okay. Now you're kind of seeing how War of the Roses comes into play here. So you think she and the boss have been, you know, and that explains the whole better treatment thing.
That's literally the only explanation any of us can think of. She is not good at her job. She screws things up all the time, and usually we're the ones who have to fix it.
Okay, so your theory is that she's not only screwing things up, she's screwing up the boss as well. So have you seen any evidence of this?
Well, a few weeks ago, we started noticing it. I mean, she would leave for her lunch like 10 minutes after he did, and then as soon as he came back, she would be back like 2 minutes later. It happened like that every day. We even asked her one day if she wanted to join us for lunch, and she said she couldn't because she had to run some errands.
Okay, so the boss is sleeping with an employee, perhaps. I mean, doesn't this happen all the time, though? I mean, is this really, like, against the rules or something where you work?
No, but it's against the rules of his marriage.
Oh, okay, so he's married. Yikes. Okay, so this is a bad look for the company and for him.
Yes. And if the company were to find out, it would be really bad for both of them.
Okay. Is that what you guys want to happen? Like, do you want to expose this guy?
I mean, I don't want anybody to lose their job. I just want things to be more equal around here. That's all.
Okay. So you want us to see if your boss is going to send flowers to this other girl that you work with. What is her name?
I don't want to say.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna at least need your boss's name.
Okay. It's Bruce.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a superhero alias or something. So we're going to be calling up your boss. We're going to offer him some free flowers to send somebody. Then we will see who he chooses to send them to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay. Half my office is listening with me right now. We're all in our cars in the parking garage.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is very exciting. So, all right. Let me ask you, first of all, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Okay. And then question two, how certain are you that when he's offered these free roses to send someone, he's going to pick this coworker of yours and not his wife?
I mean, I'm not sure.
Okay.
We're not even sure if our theory is right. That's why we wanted to do this.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll find out then, I guess. Hang on to your pay stubs, everybody, because here we go.
Starting at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling for a Bruce, please.
Yeah, this is Bruce.
Good morning, Bruce. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is to let you know that you are one of our winners for the Visa Rewards Program for the month of October. So first of all, congratulations, and thanks for using Visa.
Yeah, all right. Very cool. You're welcome.
Okay, well, as you probably know, every month we pick different people who use Visa credit cards or debit cards, and we give out little prizes. And this month, you were one of our winners.
Okay, okay. So what did I win?
So this month, the reward is flowers. So you want a dozen long-stemmed roses that we're going to send to you. But the reason I called is because a lot of our winners who are men have actually asked us to send the flowers to their wives or girlfriends instead. So is that something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or did you want us to send them directly to you instead?
Honestly, I'm not much of a flower lover myself. So why don't you send them to somebody else for me?
Sure, that's no problem. So the first thing I need from you is the name of the person that you'd like us to send your roses to. So I need a first and last name.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready to go.
So her first name is Karen, and then last name is Pen, P-E-N-H. And, I'm going to need you to send them to her home, not her work, which means I need her home address. Hang on a second.
Actually, don't worry. I'll get that from you in 1 minute. But first, okay. the flowers, they come with a card attached, and I need to know what message you'd like us to put on the card.
What message? Why don't you put down, you're the one. And don't sign my name to it either.
Okay.
I want to see if she knows it was from me.
Okay. All right. So you're the one.
Yep. Yes, you're the one.
All right.
So how long have you been working for Visa?
Who, me? Like 5 years.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. How are they treating you all right over there?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I have this boss. His name is Mr. Stokes, and I mean, he's kind of a jerk. But other than that, it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, there's no jerks over here. You sound like a pretty nice young lady. Maybe you can come work for me. I'm the boss over at our company.
Oh, okay. Well, before I get in trouble for chatting on the phone here, let me.
Yeah, think about it though. You got my information, obviously. Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know.
Yeah, let me put you on hold for just 1 second before I forget all this information. Okay. So just hold on for me, okay?
Sure.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
What a perv. Okay, so Rachel, was that the girl that you were thinking of?
Oh my God, yes. That was her. Oh my goodness. Thanks so much, you guys. Oh, I cannot believe it.
I guess she just hung up on us. I guess she got what she needed. What did we just do here? Oh, like, did we just solve a problem, or did just we just create one?
Speaking of problems, what am I supposed to do with this pervert online too? I mean, do you want to talk to him?
No. Why don't you put your mean boss, Mr. Stokes, on with him instead? Let him talk to him.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.